New York City, right away they sent me to Bellevue Press. And then I was just printing the paper. And 3 days after I came to the Bellevue Press, they gave me the first time I started working with a home church. And my home church really slowed me down, you know, like I really become very, every year we used to go sweep the streets, clean up the gardens, helping other people to go shopping and all of that. And that was like from 11 till 4 o'clock. Then from 10 o'clock we had to print the paper and finish around maybe 3 o'clock after you clean the press and all of that. And then go to bed and sleep from probably from 4 till 10, 11. So that schedule, it was, you know, all the time. And then, actually, I was the person who was being assigned to get the place, going to New York City to Stephanie Building, because it was where we used to have all the journalists and, you know, the press and all of that. So I used to go and bring the place to running the newspapers. And one day when I walked there, I see this huge amount of so many members, especially. I noticed it was not because the language, you know, like I can hear the accents of many of them. I go, what's going on in here? And I find out the father was one of the Washington Times. I don't know anything about it. And so I pick up my place and I went to Bellevue Press, and the waiter was so excited, you know, wow, Washington Times, you know. And 3 days later, after we finished cleaning out the press and everything, my work, he was our leader at that time. After we finished cleaning the press and everything, we were like, almost like 12 of us. It was you. We go to the Washington Times tomorrow, so. Tomorrow around maybe 9 o'clock, you guys have to get ready with your stuff, and you guys take this van, and you guys can go to Washington D.C. So you know, you don't have much stuff; you just have a few things and keep them back. Like, so 9 o'clock, I was already drink coffee, and I was already. So I had a little bit of time to go to my home church and I say goodbye to some of the very close people that I have a really good relationship. And when I went there, I really felt the inside of me, you know, like I taste something of heaven. You know, because these people really, they treat me like their son. Some of the old people that went there, they, as soon as I walked there, they invited me for, you know, like lunch. Or they really treat me like my son. And even I said to them, you know, I walked away from my parents a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And you really made me feel like you're my parents. Oh, really? So they kind of adopted me. So I got this beautiful experience. So anyway, I left my home, my home church. So when I came to New York, to Washington, D.C., in Washington, D.C., we didn't have any newspapers. We didn't have no building, nothing like that. We would just purchase this huge warehouse by the Arboretum in the east side of the Washington, D.C. And so when I went there, it was nothing, literally nothing. So right away, they send us, the four of us, to work to bring the paper and the Alexander Cassette and also Virginia newspapers. So we print our paper. And it was very, very hard work. And every morning, sometimes we sleep only 1 or 2 hours, and we would just get up and wash our face and grab a bunch of newspapers and go deliver it to different political offices. Mm-hmm. You know, they kind of distribute us, you know, okay, you guys go to this area, you guys go to this area. Then it was a very hard work. So after that, I worked for the Washington Times, you know, I have nothing there. And then my more exciting times actually Reverend Warner, he ordered for our print press to come. They came from New York, from Germany, Ghost, really good print. So I was there, we work and put all the machines and fix them everything, and